This is episode number 2458 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, June 7th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Chrissy Teigen decided to do a deep dive into her history. And that included signing up with 23andMe.
Like, who hasn't done that? Me, because I don't care. I don't care.
You should.
I don't care.
I haven't done 23andMe. I'd like to. I've done Ancestry.com.
Well, what's the difference? I know they're two different things, but are they going to find the same stuff?
Well, a lot
sort of
it,
kinda?
I think they kind of share data in some ways now, because otherwise, you know, if you sign up on one, you might not sign up on the other.
Yeah,
but if
no,
you have relatives
that.
On one and not the other. Anyway, it told her she had an identical twin.
Oh, come on now.
Well, definitely
threw
her for a loop.
What's the likelihood of that if you don't know?
Well, that can happen if you're separated at birth.
All right, Luke and Leia. All right, but other than that, I don't know too many others.
So she said, at this point, I'm making excuses for my whole life. I'm like, this is why I'm so codependent, because my twin was ripped away from me.
Because her dad is Darth Vader.
This is why I always felt something was missing, and this is why I have addiction issues.
Oh, that's it. That's the whole reason.
But it was all a mix-up.
Oh, was it?
Well, she had previously done 23andMe for the PBS TV show Finding Your Roots.
Oh, I remember that.
But they ran her into info under a fake name to protect her privacy.
Okay.
In other words, Chrissy matched with herself, just under a different name.
See, it's crisis averted.
Crisis
because,
averted.
Oh, my God. I have an evil twin out there.
Well, now, she matched with her other personality.
I guess you could be stripped at birth and you wouldn't know it.
It's happened, right? Yeah.
Unless you got, you know, the force.
Haven't you seen The Parent Trap?
I have. Oh, you know, oh, wow, wait a minute. I have now. Now you say it. So there's another set. Uh-huh. What were Hallie and what was the other kid's name?
Haley?
No, character name.
Yeah, Hallie and.
See, now
we
forgot
my
this.
Gosh. And we know this like the back of our hands.
Gotta look it up. Well, that's the Lilo version, but what about the original Haley Mills version? Who was where? Hallie was one of the names. I do remember that.
Oh my God, I'm going to have an aneurysm. Oh, I'm sorry, Parent Trap. I'm sorry,
oh,
Natasha
my
Richardson.
God. Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry, and I know this so well.
Annie and Hallie. Now, that was the 1998 Parent Trap. I'm trying to find the 1961 Parent Trap. Oh, my God.
Jeepers.
Was that old?
Wow.
It's older than me. What the hell?
Barely.
1960. Susan. One of their names was Susan in the original one. Susan.
Brian
and,
Keith.
Well, yeah. Susan and Sharon. Sharon. Susan
okay.
And Sharon. Let's get together. Yeah. Yeah, see, we remember that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I saw it much later, you know, when I was.
I'm a Parent Trap fan. I love the Parent Trap. Both of them.
Both of them were good. Yeah, both of them were good. We'd grown up watching the one on the Wonderful World of Disney all the time. It would come on like every year.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, yeah. And then when the one came out in 98, when we were kind of like adults.
We were kind of like adults
in 1998. I hate to admit that. But is any other identical twins we're not thinking of out there, huh? Anybody? There's a bazillion of them.
There's a bazillion of them.
The Patty Duke Show was her and her identical cousin, not identical sister.
Oh.
I don't know where the hell that came from. Somebody at ABC was sitting around back in the 60s smoking something and going like,
Wouldn't be the first time.
She could be an identical cousin. Nobody's done that before.
If you work for Martha Stewart, you'd better be available at all times, even if you're taking a bath on a Sunday.
Wow.
Yep.
Taking a bath on a Sunday.
Because,
why is that a big deal?
Well, basically, if you work for Martha, she expects you to be available at all times.
Oh, come on.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The
she better
overlord.
Be paying it. She
yeah,
better
yeah.
be,
yeah,
better,
right.
you
yeah,
know
yeah.
what?
Yeah.
There's no, like, you know, low pay for this one.
Well, okay.
There
well, there
not
might
be.
You don't know.
Yeah, then you shouldn't do it. One time she called an employee on a Sunday. The guy told her he couldn't talk because he was taking a bath.
Well, he shouldn't have answered the phone.
Well, that would be worse.
That would be worse. I got it.
And she said, I knew I couldn't work with that person. I just couldn't. And then she said also,
oh my God,
if you can't talk on a Sunday and you've taken umbrage that I'm calling you on a Sunday, you know. If you are a terribly religious person, I take that into consideration.
Oh, well, thank you.
But I knew this guy was not a terribly religious person. Well, he's in the bathtub.
Well,
Was he baptizing himself?
On a Sunday,
that was nothing
though.
About the religion.
Well, no. Maybe he was just getting clean and coming
clean. It's exciting. Business is exciting.
Business is exciting.
I want people to feel that way about business. Her business.
Yeah, right?
In her defense, Martha's own work ethic is off the charts.
Yeah, she's
And she's hard down for whatever.
Yeah.
Whenever, yeah. Wherever.
And, you know, I used to work, as we know, for Walt Disney Company, and my boss was Jeffrey Katzenberg. He used to say, if you're not going to show up on Saturday, don't bother showing up on Sunday.
Why would you want to show up on Sunday?
Because, you know, it meant you were fired. Because we work 7 days a week at the House of Mouse.
Uh-huh.
No, that was just a joke, but that was kind of the thing. And he actually coined that, by the way. It was kind of one of his funny things. I read about Jeffrey Katzenberg back when I was working there, and he was too. Well, they did a big old thing on him in the LA Times. It was like in the Sunday calendar section or whatever. And I read that and I thought, oh my God, I'm going to work for this guy. I can't believe it. Wow. You know what? Though he did some good stuff. He did some good stuff there. He just made a lot of people mad. So Roy Disney, for one. Never did like Jeffrey.
Made the Disney mad.
No, but Martha Stewart, you know, I you know what? She plays all nice and...
I think she's nicey
on the surface.
Yeah, you better not mess around with her.
I bet she's a hard ass boy. Can you imagine that working for her? No.
Okay. No. Yeah. No, because you would have no life.
Well, you know what that makes me think of is The Devil Wears Prada.
You know,
the Meryl Streep, that character that she played, was like, you better be here at 9 o'clock with the book,
right?
Every night, put it on the table in the hallway.
There are people like that. I think it's a little extreme, but there are people like that.
Way too much. I watched that movie. I adore Stanley Tucci, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
With our apologies to Anne Hathaway, because I didn't mention her in that little diatribe, but she was in that movie.
Yeah.
And Halle Berry. Well, who cares tomorrow? Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.